Okay, let's just start with an introduction to the program. The Presidential Bukias Program, for those of you who don't know, was instituted by Rabbi Lam 20 years ago when he was the president, hence the title. And it covers 20 blad a semester. There's a bechin at the end of the semester, two bechinas actually, one on Gemara Rashi, one on Gemara Rashi Tosos. People who get over a certain score on those bechinas are eligible for gift certificates to the Svarim cell in different denominations. As part of the program, there's a chabura which will, Amir Tashem, be taking place on Monday nights in this slot, and I will try to give out some type of mikaro cheats, not necessarily related to the chabura, but on other topics that we don't discuss in the chabura, maybe related to the chabura as well, which should be available on the Bima on a weekly basis. The topic for tonight's chabura is Birchas Kriyat Shema, which is a topic that's relevant to a lot of the sugyas in the second parak and also a lot of the sugyas in the first parak. What we'll try to do is touch on some of the major issues that come out in discussing the nature of Birchas Kriyat Shema, not in an exhaustive way, but at least in a way to give you a little bit of insight and assistance in learning these sugyas. So just to root it in the beginning of this parak, even though the discussion could be started from many sugyas in both the first and second parak, the Mishnah begins on Daf Yud Gimel, Hayakari b'tara v'igiyaz man hamikra. The person happens to be reading from the Torah, a person happens to be laning, reading Chumash, and lo and behold, it's time for Kriyas Shema, and he happens to read the appropriate parshios, im kivein libo yatsa. If he has kavana to be yosei the mitzvah, then he's yosei the mitzvah Kriyas Shema, even though he's really only kare b'tara and hadn't read the parshios b'toras Kriyas Shema per se. Tosus on the top quotes the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi arminan brachos einan me'akvos. That brachos are not me'akev the performance of Kriyas Shema. The afal pi shelo amar shtayim lefaneha ushtayim la'achareha yatsa. Even if a person did not recite the brachos before and after Kriyas Shema, he is still yotzei the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. The imlo kein tikshi mai mahani im kiven libo harei lo birach tchila. And the rise from our Mishnah, if it was the case that you need the brachas in order to be yotzei, then what good does it do that you're mechavein latzeis, but there's no evidence in the Mishnah that you recited the brachas as well. So Tosa says, you see from our Mishnah that the brachas are not ma'akev the performance of Kriyas Shema, that's really a Yerushalmi. Vim tomar Haba Parakama Maskinan Seder Brachas Ein Ma'akvos, Habrachas Ma'akvos. The Gemara comes to the conclusion in Daf Yudeis that even though the order of Brachas is not Ma'akev, but Brachas themselves are Ma'akev. That seems to be against Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that Brachas are not Ma'akev, Brachas do not prevent the performance of the mitzvah Kriyas Shema, and the Gemara in Daf Yudeis seems to say that Brachas are Ma'akev. Tosfos answers, and this is Miyuchas and other Rishonim to Rav Haigon, Yesh Lomer, the Hasam, Ayri B'Tzibur. Now the second Daf Yud Beis is talking about Kriyas Shema B'Tzibur, where Brachos are Ma'akev, and the Sugya over here is talking about Al Yedei HaYachid, Brachos, Kriyas Shema, when it comes to performance of Kriyas Shema by Yachid, are not Ma'akev. Yeah. Or that which was the old takana for everyone. Right.
Not that everybody's saying their own knows Kriyas Shema, but it's
correct. Right. So that's Tosfos. Nachron were bothered by the following kasha. The Bach raises this in Siman Samech and many later Achronim. That if you look closely on the Sugya and Daf Yud Beis, Tosfos' kasha doesn't seem so strong. Because the Sugya over there, when the Gemara talks about Ikov, the Gemara is talking about whether Brachos Me'akvo Zu. Whether the if a person doesn't say one of the brachos, is ma'akev the other bracha? Are you yotzei birchas kriyas shema by only saying some of the brachos? But our sugya and the Rav Yerushalmi is talking about whether brachos are ma'akev the mitzvah kriyas shema per se. If you don't recite the brachos, are you yotzei kriyas shema? That's a totally different discussion than the discussion on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. That's a kasha that the Bach raises and many later Achronim as well. The Shagas Aryeh and Simon Kavav has the following yishuv for this kasha of the Achronim. It's a bit of a cheshbon, so if you don't follow the cheshbon, it's not so critical. This is just a lead into our discussion. The Shagas Aryeh Cheshbin is as follows. What's the Gemara talking about over there? The Gemara discusses a case where a person recited Ahava Rabbah prior to Kriyas Shema Shachris, and he only recited the first bracha of Yotzer HaMa'oros, Yotzer Or, after he recited Kriyas Shema. So he said Ahava Rabbah, he said Kriyas Shema, and at some point later, he said Yotzer Or. And then the Gemara brings a raya from that case that brachos are not ma'akiv each other, because even though I said Ahava Rabbah now and I only said Yotzer Or later, you're still Yotzer the Mitzvah Kriyas Shema. So Shagas Aryeh says that the way Rav Paigo and the way Tosa understood this Gemara, which led them to the Kasha, was predicated on a couple of assumptions. Number one, that Birchas Kriyas Shema is a Birchas HaMitzvah. And number two, that a Birchas HaMitzvah cannot be recited after the mitzvah is performed. So that's the famous Machlokas of Rambam in the Or Zeruah, which is the whole discussion of that siman of the Shagas Aryeh. The Rambam is of the opinion in Hilchos Brachos Perek Yid Aleph Halacha Vav that a person can never recite a bracha after the mitzvah has been performed. If you have a Birchas HaMitzvah, the Birchas HaMitzvah has to be recited over L'Asiyasam before the performance of the mitzvah Likuva. If you perform the mitzvah already, the mitzvah is over, so you missed the boat. If you didn't say the bracha, there's no going back. And the Or Zeruah, quoted in the Hagos Ashri in the first parak of Brachos in Siman Yud Gimel, is of the opinion that even though l'chachila, the bracha should be recited over l'asiyasan, the bracha should be recited before you perform the mitzvah, if you, for whatever reason, didn't do so, you can still recite the bracha after the mitzvah is performed. So the Shagas Aryeh says that the Gemara in Dapi Beis is assuming, number one, that Kriyas Shema is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and number two, that you can't recite the bracha after the mitzvah is over. So if you're allowed to say the bracha of Yotzer Or after Kriyas Shema, it must be that you haven't yet fully fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema up to that point, and when you say Yotzer Or, it's really like it's over L'Asiyasan because you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah yet, because brachos are ma'akev. So that's how he understands that the Gemara Daf Yud Beis is assuming not only that brachos are ma'akvos, are not ma'akev zu, that brachos are ma'akev each other, but also that brachos are ma'akev kriyashma. But whatever that cheshbon is, and one could argue on that cheshbon, the Shagas Aryeh points out that the Rav Haigon and Tosfos are assuming that that's a Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas Kriyas Shema, and the Shagas Aryeh himself thinks that Birchas Kriyas Shema is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. So that's just the lead-in to the discussion of what exactly is the nature of Birchas Kriyas Shema. So, yeah?
Just going back a second.
Mm-hmm.
Tosfos makes that split between the Yotzer and the Tzibur.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any sparrow why it should be Ma'akev, Krishma, the Yotzer, the Tzibur, but not the Yotzer?
Not a very apparent one. It's interesting that some of the other versions of Rav Haigon don't have the split and have a different yishuv. The question that we really have to ask, which we'll try to get to at the end, is what's the havamina that Berachos Kriyas Shema should be ma'akiv the mitzvah at all? Even if it's a Berachos HaMitzvah, you never find anywhere that reciting a bracha is ma'akiv performance of the mitzvah. So that's one question to address. And then you're asking a good question, which is, why would you be mechalik between Bitzibor and Biyachid?
Can you say there are different levels of Krishma? If there's a Krishma Yadidus, that's completely different. Krishma,
you could say that, but you'd have to have a raya for that.
Yes.
So if you have a raya for that, I'd be happy to hear it.
Brothers are black and Bitzibor.
Well, that's working backwards. Yes.
Is there a separate field of Birchas Kriyas Shema besides Kriyas Shema?
So we'll talk about that. Yeah.
Is he assuming there is? Because there's no way. Of course, they're not going to be. Of course, if they're ma'akev Shema, then of course they're ma'akev each other. If they're only related to Shema and they're ma'akev Shema.
No, you could have argued that one of them is ma'akev Shema, but not both of them.
Oh, you're saying they're both not ma'akev. Oh, okay.
I mean, it might be true, but you could have been mechalik. Fine. So the Ramban, in his Kiddushim on Brachos, which is printed to Daf Yud Aleph, he assumes very clearly that Birchas Kriyas Shema are Birchas HaMitzvah, And he's bothered by the common practice that he objects to of reciting Amen after Habocher B'Amo Yisrael B'Ahava prior to Shema Yisrael. Because if, he says, if Birchas Kriyasma is really a Birchas HaMitzvah, then isn't that a Hesek? How can you answer Amen between the Birchas HaMitzvah and the performance of the Mitzvah? So the Ramban is quite clear that it's considered to be a Birchas HaMitzvah, even though he says that the other brachas, the bracha of Yotzer Or, the bracha of Ma'ariv Aravim, is a Birchas HaShevach, but the bracha of Ava Rabba Ava Solom is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and then he's bothered by the Hefsik problem. Rav Avadu Yosef, in the Tshuva in Yavia Omer, Chela Gimel Simen Vav, is medayik that Tosfos is of this opinion as well, even though it's not necessarily Muchach. The Tosfos that he's referring to is on Daf Yud Aleph on the Beis, Dibra Maskel Shekvar Niftar B'Ahava Rabba. Their Tosfos is discussing the difference between Birchas HaTorah and the Bracha of Ahava Rabba. We know that Ahava Rabba can function at certain times as a Birchas HaTorah. If a person neglected to recite Birchas HaTorah when he got up in the morning, then Ahava Rabba can function in place of Birchas HaTorah so long as you recite some psukim after davening. So Tosa points out that that's the difference between Birchas HaTorah and Ahava Rabba. That if you say Birchas HaTorah in the morning in the regular slot, then even if you don't recite any psukim after Birchas HaTorah, you're still Yotzei the Chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah. However, if you want to be Yotzei Birchas HaTorah through Ahava Rabba, then you must recite psukim after davening, otherwise that does not function as Birchas HaTorah. So in that discussion, Tosfos has a line that Iker Ahava Rabba L'Kriyas Shema Nikan. The main purpose of Ahava Rabba is for Kriyas Shema, and the fact that it posits you from Birchas HaTorah is a secondary application. So Rav Avadya's Medayik, he says, no, the main purpose of Birchas Ahava Rabba is for Kriyas Shema, you see the Tosfos holds that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. Not necessarily Muchach, Tosfos is just saying that in contrast to the brachas of Birchas HaTorah of Asher Bachar Banu. You don't necessarily see that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah per se. On the other side of the equation, we have the Ra'ah, and Daf Yadalid Amin Aleph, Dibra Maskel, Elu Hain, who is of the opinion that Birchas Kriyashma are not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Even Avos Olam is not considered a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Ra'ah, and Daf Yadalid. Because number one, if it was a Birchas HaMitzvah, then why doesn't it have the standard matbeya of Birchas HaMitzvahs? There's no Asher Kedeshanu Mitzvosa Mitzivanu Likrov Es HaShma Amitzvos Kriyas Shema. So if it was a Birchas HaMitzvah, we'd expect to see a standard Nusach, a standard matbeya of Asher Kedeshanu Mitzvosa Mitzivanu. And number two, if it was a Birchas HaMitzvah, so the flip of the Ramban, how is there a heter of being Masik Bein HaProkin? Right, we see in our Mishnah that there's a heter to be masik in certain situations, bein prakim, shoel, we paskin, shoel b'nei hakavod u'meisha b'chol adam. So how can you have, and one of the bein prakim is between habocher b'moyisrael b'ava and shema. So if it's a regular birchas hamitzvah, then how can you possibly be masik bein prakim at that juncture? This is also the opinion of the Rashba in Shuva. The Rashba is a future with some chelak aleph, Simin Mem Zayin, Simin Samach Tes, Simin Shinyu Tes. And all of these Jews make the same point that these are not considered a Birchas HaMitzvah, and the strongest evidence to that is the Nusach HaBracha, that there's no Asher Kedeshan B'Mitzvosav V'Tzivanu. And then there's possibly a middle opinion that fundamentally Birchas Kriyas Shema are not Birchas HaMitzvah, but they do serve a function in place of Birchas HaMitzvah. Possibly the strongest formulation of this is in the Me'iri. The Me'iri is in Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, Ibra Maskel, the Harei Lamadata. The Me'iri says that the brachos of Kriyas Shema Birchus Elu Ikaran La'atma Nikanu. Fundamentally, Birchus Kriyat Shema were established because of the themes that they reflect. The theme of Hayom Va'or, of Yotzer Or, the theme of Talmud Torah. And even without Kriyat Shema, there would have been independent justification for having such brachos. However, since we also have Kriyat Shema, we decided to be mitakin these brachos in conjunction with Kriyat Shema. Me'achar sheniskenu yastav lefnei Shema v'yifkiu behem ilavarech asher kedeshanu b'mitzvah tzivanu likraos Shema. That if not for these brachos, we would have had a bracha, the standard ma'beya birchas ha-mitzvah asher kedeshanu b'mitzvah tzivanu likraos Shema, or al Kriyat Shema. However, since we have these brachos that we have to say anyway, we decided to tack them to Kriyat Shema, and the nail of these brachos serve a dual role as functioning as a Berachas HaMitzvah as well. It sounds like the Rav Amram Gaon that is quoted in the first sugya in the Masechta is assuming something along these lines as well. The Talmid Rav Yonah Daf Beis quotes the famous Rav Amram Gaon that if a person said Kriyat Shema Shelo Bizmano when it was still daytime, when he repeats Kriyat Shema again at night, he has to say the bracha of Asher Kedeshanu B'Mitzvasav V'Tzivanu Likro Es Shema. So if you say Kriyat Shema under normal circumstances, you say Yotzer Or Abba Rabba, the regular bracha Kriyat Shema. If you already said Kriyat Shema too early with those brachos, then when you repeat Kriyat Shema, you say the bracha of Asher Kedeshanu B'Mitzvasav V'Tzivanu. So he seems to be assuming that really you do need Birchas Kriyat Shema. Under normal circumstances, really you do need a Birchas HaMitzvah. Under normal circumstances, what we refer to as Birchas Kriyat Shema functions as a Birchas HaMitzvah. However, where you already recited the brachos, you can't recite them again, and you need to have the standard Matvei HaBracha for the Birchas HaMitzvah. And the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah that argue, we're assuming that you can say the bracha again, and it functions as the Birchas HaMitzvah even a second time. But within the Rav Amram Gaon, you see something along the lines of the Meiri, that there is a dual function within Birchas Kriyat Shema. Normally, it serves to express the individual theme of that bracha and as a Birchas HaMitzvah. And under certain circumstances, we have the standard Matbeya of a Birchas HaMitzvah. What are the nafka mina between whether Birchas Kriyat Shema or the Birchas HaMitzvah or something else? So we touched on some of them already. The nafka mina that the Ramban raised was out of Hesek. Now, at first glance, if Birchas Kriyat Shema is a Birchas HaMitzvah, then it would be problematic to be masik between HaBokher Be'Amo Yisrael Be'Ava and Shema, which might be relevant both for Kel Melech Ne'aman and for the Amen that you would recite to the bracha of the Shliach Tzibur. So the Ramban emphatically holds that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore you can't be masik with Amen. The problem you have to deal with is, what about Bein HaBrokim? Right? The Ramban has to acknowledge that even if he's going to tell me you can't make, say, Amen, at that point there's still a heter of being masik Bein HaBrokim. So that the Ramban would have to deal with. On the other hand, there's a Chuvas HaRash that the Torah quotes in Siman Nun Tes. The Rush thinks that there's no problem fundamentally in being masik between HaBokher B'Yamo Yisrael B'Ava and Shema. The Rush says that his practice was that he would dafka recite the brachas by himself and not be somich on the Shliach Tzibur, because he was worried that there'd be a lapse in his kavanah. It's a long bracha. So if you're being yotzei with the Shliach Tzibur, says the entire thing out loud, and you momentarily lose your train of thought, then you're not yotzei. But he wasn't bothered by having to answer Amen at that juncture in Birchas Kriyat Shema. So the Beis Yosef says, why was the Rosh not bothered? So either he's assuming that it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, and if it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, then there's no problem being masik, or even if it is a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's possible that Anias Amen is not considered a Hesek. Because after all, if the Hesek be in a Prakim, if the Hesek be Masek be in a Prakim, then however we explain that, it stands to reason that Anias Amen should be no worse than be Masek be in a Prakim. So even though at first glance we would have said that if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, you can't be Masek, and if it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, you can. So Beis Yosef raises the possibility that even if it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, even if it is a Birchas HaMitzvah, sorry, maybe you still could be Masek because there's this heter of Bein HaPrakim which would extend to Anias Amin. Rav Avadia points out in that tshuva that inasmuch as the Ramban is going to have to be Moda to some extent that it's not a full-fledged Birchas HaMitzvah because of the heter Bein HaPrakim, so it could be that the difference between the Ramban in the Birchas HaMitzvah camp and the Rashba in the Birchas Shevach camp isn't that great. And maybe all they're really arguing about is how analogous to a standard Birchas HaMitzvah are Birchas Kriyat Shema, but everyone would agree that it's not a full-fledged Birchas HaMitzvah. Yeah?
If you're an answer only to the thousand is brachah, would you be brachah about following the brachah yourself?
When are you answering only? You already said the brachah.
Don't say Brahma for the thousand to say Amen to this Brahma.
Right.
Why are you saying Brahma to the Gilma?
You've already said the Brahma yourself.
Don't say yourself Brahma for the thousand to say answer Amen.
So the Rosh is Kateda was not to do that because you wouldn't have proper Kavanah. In order to be Yosef, the Brahma to the Shas, you have to listen to every word he says. And people don't have that attention span. So Nikar did, if you could do that and be confident that you would have Kavanah, fine. But the Rosh was concerned that people aren't that attentive. But fundamentally, that would be true. So halach l'maisa, we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber paskins, like the Ramban, that we don't, the Rambam also, that you don't answer Amen after Habokher b'Moisa b'Yava. The Rama in Simen Samech Aleph Sif Gimel says that we do answer Amen. Because fundamentally, we assume, like the Rashba, that it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah recommends that it's better to try to finish the bracha together with the Siyat Tibur, which is what we generally do, to be Yosei Kol Hadeus. The second possible Nafka Mina, whether Birchas Kriyas Shema is a Birchas HaMitzvah or not, might be within the ability of women to recite Birchas Kriyas Shema according to the Shita of Rambam. We all know the Machlokas of Rambam and Reino Tam, whether Nashim are able to recite a bracha on Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama. The Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis, Perek Gimel Halacha Tes, as well as other places, is of the opinion that while women are able to perform Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama, the Torah, Seinu, and Tzuvah Osa, they may not make a bracha. And the Reino Tam, on Kiddushin, on Lamed Aleph, and elsewhere, Bein HaTam is of the opinion that women can, in fact, make a bracha on Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama. So at first glance, again, if Birchas Kriyas Shema is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and according to the Rambam, women would not be able to recite Birchas Kriyas Shema, and if it's something short of a Birchas HaMitzvah, something in the Shevach category, or a non-Birchas HaMitzvah, then women should be able to make the bracha. However, one could argue in the nafka mina in both directions. It's possible, this is the opinion of the Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Sukkah Perek Vav, that the reason Shitas HaRambam is that women cannot make a bracha on a mitzvah saseh shezman grama is because of the nusach of Bitzivan. How could a woman possibly say Vitzivanu if they're not mitzvah in such mitzvahs? So if that's the rationale, if the nusach habracha for Birchas Kriyas Shema doesn't contain Vitzivanu, then perhaps a woman could make the bracha of Birchas Kriyas Shema even if it is a Birchas HaMitzvah. And in the other direction, one could argue that even if it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, but if it's connected to, if it's strongly connected to Kriyas Shema, if it's strongly connected to a Mitzvah Aseh Shezman Grama, then maybe that's enough to prevent women from making the bracha according to the Rambam, even if it's not a formal Birchas HaMitzvah. And that's actually the mashmos of the Rashba on Daf Mem in Gittin. For sake of brevity, I won't go through the cheshbon there, but if you're interested, take a look in the Rashba on Daf Mem in Gittin in the sugya of Shichur Eved and Hanachas Tefillin Al Yedei Eved, where it seems clear that even for Birkas Kriyas Shema, the Shittas of Rambam would be relevant. According to the Rambam, even Birchas Kriyas Shema, even if they're not a Birchas HaMitzvah, a woman still would not be able to make the bracha. It would come out that he disagrees with the Magen Mishnah, correct. Another possible nafka mina is the time limitation of Birchas Kriyas Shema. The Mishnah says in Daf Tesam and Beis that Kriyas Shema can be recited up to the third hour, and Hakari Mikan Ve'elach Lo Hifsid. The person is Kari Kriyas Shema from there on in Lo Hifsid Ka'adam Hakari Batara. The Gemara says in Daf Yudam Beis, what does it mean Hakari Mikan Ve'elach Lo Hifsid? Lo Hifsid Brachos, that even though the mitzvah Kriyas Shema can only be performed up to the third hour, if a person recites Kriyas Shema later, he can still recite the brachos. So what does later mean? So the Tosafot Rush here on Daf Yud has three possibilities. Later could mean up to the fourth hour. That's the opinion of Rav Haigon. Later could mean up to Chatzos, which is the opinion of the Ritz Geyes quoted in the Ritva. Or later could mean all day, which is the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel. So presumably, if later means up to the fourth hour or up to Chatzos, that means to say that Birchas Kriyas Shema is not a Birchas HaMitzvah per se, because you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah Kriyas Shema anymore. Time's up. But somehow it has some connection to Tefillah. Al Dal Shos, Yisos Man Shachris according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ad Chatzos, Yisos Man Shachris according to Chachamim. So one way or another, there's some connection between Birchas Kriyas Shema and Tefillah. If you take the approach of the Rambam that Birchas Kriyas Shema can be recited the entire day, then at first glance it's not connected to Tefillah, nor is it really a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's not connected to Tefillah because the Zman Shachris is no later than Tetzos, and it's clearly not a Birchas HaMitzvah because how could you perform the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema beyond the third hour of the day? So it could be that it's an independent Birchas Shevach, which is not connected to Tefillah. If the themes are themes of Talmud Torah, themes of or Yom V'Laila, so these are themes that are relevant all day and don't necessarily have to be constrained by Zman Tefillah. That's what the Riv Ivan sounds like. The Riv Ivan is of this opinion as well. And his lashon is Shakol Yom Onas Habrachos. The entire day is the time, is the zman for Birchas Kriyas Shema. However, the Kesef Mishnah has a novel approach in the Rambam, which would allow you to explain the Rambam in terms of Birchas HaMitzvah. Kesef Mishnah is bothered. Why is it the case that when it comes to Bishach Becha, when it comes to Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis, the Zman Kiyam HaMitzvah is as long as people, essentially is all night. The time that people are sleeping. And it can be Yotzei Kriyas Shema all night out of Los HaShachar. When it comes to Bikumecha, however, we darshan Bikumecha at the time that people are getting up, not the time that people are awake. And you're only Yotzei, the Mitzvah Kriyas Shema, the first 3 hours. So that's a little bit incongruous. Why is it that Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis you can be Yotzei all night? Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris is limited to the first 3 hours of the day. So the Kesef Mishnah suggests that the Ikar Adin, the Din Torah, you could really be Yotzei Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris all day. And the only reason that midrabanan, we limited it to the first 3 hours of the day, was because of the value of smichas gula l'tfila. We wanted to be so megula l'tfila to connect kriyas shema d'shmon esrei, and since you could only daven for the first 3 hours of the day, you really daven 4 hours of the day. But since it's a limitation of zman tfila, so we impose midrabanan, a limitation on zman kriyas shema. And the way we darshan the pasuk of b'shachbucha is really only in a smachta. But mi'ikra din, the daraisa would allow you to recite kriyasma all day. That being the case, if you didn't recite kriyasma during the first 3 hours, you say kriyasma the rest of the day, so there's still some kiyam mid-daraisa on a mi'ikra din level, and the berachos kriyasma are really functioning, or can function, as a berachos ha-mitzvah for the mitzvah of kriyasma. Because really, fundamentally, it's still the zman of the mitzvah.
Why would the kriyasma come with a package of the tefillah?
Why is it 3 hours and not 4 hours? An extra harchak of some sort? I don't think he explains that over here. But his point is that it's a little bit off. Maybe we want you to be extra careful to have kriyasma before tefillah, but that's only a dinner about it.
Sefer Mitzvah seems to say that that tefillah works as well. Tefillah in Kriyat Din is a mitzvah all day, whenever you want. That's why women would be chayav d'oraisa from Rambam.
Right.
So I mean, tefillah would also like what? But they made his mantra tefillah, and they made.
Well, that was found. This is found after Karbanos.
Right.
So once that's established, so then one tefillah has to be during that period in the morning, and one has to be the full tefillah. So we restrict Kriyat Din the same way.
And then you can just as well say then that they can be a team of tefillah all day also.
Maybe that's true on some level. And then the right level probably is.
The brachas themselves only derabanan, why would they be acting in on derabanan levels?
Again, the brachas only derabanan.
The brachas themselves are derabanan, why would they make them all din d'oraisa until the day? Why would they also just make them 3 hours, 4 hours?
Yeah, well, that's the point. You could say the brachas all day. That's what's true for the
brachas. I mean, you're saying that
it's not... As Ikra did, the lechachila is you recite the brachas together with kriyas shema, and you're supposed to recite kriyas shema during for 3 hours. If you didn't, so then, yeah, you're talking about the brachas all day. As far as the connection between brachas kriyas shema and kriyas shema on a derisa slash derisa level to the Rambam, now we'll have to talk about... I think maybe we'll have part two of this cover next week. So that was a little more ambitious in terms of what I was going to cover. Yeah.
Why would Mishnah say, "I mean, the race of God in the purgatory," as you're rotating the Kishma all day? It's like the purgatory is your current Kishma. You rotate Kishma all day.
So the Rabbanan decided that you're not going to rotate Kishma. That mid the. They were misake in a hafkas hamisva to some extent. So, if you do lashon a ketha mishnah.